This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Mike and Scott. This story is from our episode about sports and science. You can find us wherever you get your podcasts. Lots of factors fuel athleticism: ability, strength, training, gear, nutrition. But a big part of what makes winners and losers is the head game, focus, and an athlete's command of their emotions. Reporter Jad Slayman looked into the role emotions play in athletes' performance.
Mixed martial arts seems angry. It's a literal cage fight where knees and elbows fly alongside kicks and punches, where hitting the opponent when they're down is just part of the match.
With that stoppage, his face was a bloody mess. Look at this display on top, ground and pound from beginning to end. Carl Amasu opened up so badly.
Tempers flare well before the fight even starts, when opponents meet in front of the press.
He should have killed me when he had the chance, because now I'm back and I'm going to kill you and your whole team. You and them kids.
That's Conor McGregor screaming past Joe Rogan at opponent Nate Diaz. UFC flyweight Roxanne Modafferi takes an entirely different approach.
I'm the happy warrior, so I smile at them and I wish them a good fight and I say, like, let's have a great battle, you know, that's what I say.
But she's watched all these other fighters fly into rages during the pre-fight.
I'm gonna kill them and I'm gonna smash their skulls open. Like, oh, I was like, oh, they're for sure using anger, you know what I mean? Like when they start like talking about how they're gonna bloodily mutilate their opponents, I was like, okay, for sure they're using anger.
Using anger as a way to get motivated, to win, to get into the spirit for a fight, Roxanne calls that using the dark side.
I know that my best friend Serena always is like, yeah, anger, blah, blah, blah. Like she always was like, I'm the dark side. I'm like, all right, well, I don't really agree with that. Like, you know, they always say that, you know, anger, it unhinges you and you shouldn't fight with anger. But then some people say, I use anger. I'm like, all right, what is this?
So she asked other fighters what exactly they were feeling or trying to feel when they were actually in a bout. And what she found surprised her.
So nobody like loses control and swings for the fences. It's like everyone I interviewed feels aggression to go beat up their opponent, but they don't actually feel angry when they're fighting. And that was like all across the board.
Roxanne says aggression and anger are not quite the same things. Aggression can motivate you. Anger on its own can be a liability.
For example, one guy, Sean Dodaro, said that when he got hit really hard in training by some like new guy, he got angry and then started fighting harder, but he kind of lost control.
Roxanne, for her part, tries to feel nothing at all during a fight.
I felt it once or twice when I realized I was losing the fight. I'm like, oh no, I started feeling like despair. But that was like once or twice in my 50 fight career. Like I never feel emotions in the fight and I kind of like that. And I call myself a Jedi, you know, Jedi are supposed to feel no emotions when they fight. Look up the Jedi code, it's in there.
And she says all that trash talking other fighters do, even the mutilate and kill your family kind, that may be more often an attempt to get your opponent angry, to get into their head, which could cost them the fight.
So sport fighters are trained to do these techniques in the heat of the moment, and I think that we have good control over our emotions and can use controlled aggression well.
When it comes to emotion in sport, the name of the game seems to be control. You ride the emotions, don't let them ride you.
And you saw Jordan right there complaining, saying Rodman needs...
If you watch the Chicago Bulls documentary, The Last Dance, it's striking how often Jordan seems to conjure all these wild excuses to get mad.
Most people notice that he would be like, yeah, this guy shook my hand after a game and that made me mad. And then the next story was, that guy didn't shake my hand after a game and that made me mad.
That's Brian Baxter, a performance psychologist at Amplify Sport Psychology in Portland, Oregon.
And there's a line in a Rage Against the Machine song where the singer says, anger is a gift.
Anger is a gift.
And, you know, he's, of course, talking about, you know, being socially aware, active, or politically. And the anger makes you take action.
Brian helps athletes harness their emotions to feel what they need to feel to perform their best. And sometimes that feeling is anger.
I'm working with a high school basketball player right now who it's like, yeah, people around me tell me that they want to see, you know, angry Joe, and not just Joe. They want to see angry Joe. And so he's like, but I don't know always how to get angry.
The athletes who come to him have basically plateaued somewhere. No matter how they train or how hard they go, they don't seem to get the performance they want. That's where the mental, the emotional side of things can tip the scales. One of the things that comes into play here is something called the Yerkes-Dodson Law. It speaks to the relationship between pressure and performance.
Yeah, that's the inverted U is how I learned it, which basically says that as arousal or anxiety increases, your performance increases to a point or like a bell curve.
You want emotion, but not too much, to perform at your best. How much emotion and which emotion is right varies for each athlete. But too much of it, too much intensity, and you start going down the bell curve. Harnessing the potentially volatile power of emotions to your advantage is a bit of a tightrope walk, and so is researching all of this. Grace Giles is a research psychologist at the U.S. Army Combat Capabilities Development Command Soldier Center. She's not interested in how anger and other emotions affect combat sports, but more how it affects actual combat. War, sporting events, what they have in common is stress and the things we feel under stress. Grace tries to induce emotions in people and see how their performance is affected. It turns out getting someone angry in the lab without getting them too angry is tricky business.
We've had individuals leave the lab fairly upset, so we typically do negative emotion reversal and so show a funny film clip at the end to make sure that individuals are walking out of the lab feeling a little better.
But usually the problem is subjects don't stay angry long enough for researchers to measure their performance while angry. Scientists use this method where they'll show a certain video clip meant to anger or scare somebody.
War scenes, we've used Band of Brothers in the past to induce fear or negative emotions. News about school bullying to induce anger.
And then to stretch out that feeling, they play music at certain tempos that research shows helps keep the feeling alive. The emotions we feel or suppress can be useful or harmful in different situations and intensities. Grace and her team are trying to zero in on the emotional sweet spots of different aspects of performance. Do you need your anger at a 3 or at a 7 to perform at your best? Another wrinkle to this is the individual variability. The anger that fuels one soldier or mixed martial artist can burn down another. Roxanne, the mixed martial arts fighter, has felt like she's been in a bit of a rut lately.
Boom! Right hand over the top. Look at the left eye of Modafferi. It's got a big bruise. You can see some swelling starting to develop.
Now, my issue is that I've been training for this upcoming fight, but I'm not really enjoying it, and I'm like kind of bummed out a lot because I don't have the training partners that I used to have and a lot of other things I won't tell you about.
But she isn't interested in trying to harness anger to get her back in the game.
I'm like, man, like I used to be so happy, and I feel like I wonder if I'll have a better performance if I'm more happy. I'm trying to make changes in my daily life and like train more with friends to kind of like elevate my happiness level because I feel like that might affect me. I don't want to lose my next fight, so I'm trying to do things to like make me happier.
To get happy, Roxanne is doing jujitsu, another fighting discipline.
Yeah, I miss jujitsu, and I don't do it the way I like to do it. So like this past week, I kind of blew off my MMA practice to do the jujitsu class that I really wanted to do. That probably wouldn't help my fight preparation, but it made me really, really happy, like to tears.
That story was reported by Jad Slayman. Roxanne Modafferi has since retired from mixed martial arts after her last fight this month. She lost that last battle, but true to form, she said she was happy afterwards.
I'm really, really happy. Like, as a martial artist, my goal is to really show that I've gotten stronger. Like, I train every day because I want to get stronger. And I was able to fight with a mental clarity that I've never had before. And I really, really wanted it. And that was one of my goals. And I wanted to leave the octagon saying, I got stronger because I trained really hard. And I did. So I'm happy.